Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Bridges to Business Radio.
Hello, it's Anne Revell-Petcher, your host for Bridges to Business Radio here in Wilmington. I have two really fun people in the studio today, and we are going to get to the bottom of what happens down on the waterfront in Wilmington.
Ooh.
I have today TJ Dunn, who's the founder of the Wilmington Fashion Weekend. Welcome, TJ.
Hello, how are you?
I am so good.
Good.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I also have Susan Eaton. And Susan is the general manager of the Wilmington Convention Center.
How you doing?
So good. So good. Susan, I want to talk first about the Convention Center just a little
bit. All right.
Seeing as that's kind of your job.
Favorite topic.
Tell us about it. When was it opened?
The Convention Center was opened in November of 2010. It took a couple of years to build it, but the city of Wilmington did a fabulous job. Everyone says how beautiful our building is, filled with art and beautiful lights and lots of great fixtures and features. And
I love the pictures of old Wilmington that are out there.
It really sets the building off. We get lots of visitors coming through, as well as the guests that enjoy the center, that just love to wander through and look at the black and white photography. And then on one wall, there's nothing but color photography and lots of the paintings and so forth.
And the setting is fabulous. You can't ask for anything better.
I would agree. I'm a little partial to the Convention Center, as everyone knows. I do talk about it a lot. But from the terrazzo floors to the beautiful cedar panels that are overhead, and the signature colored lights in the ballroom. That's what everyone boasts about.
It's got a great feel, and I think that one of the greatest things about it is I really feel a sense of the new Wilmington when I'm in the Convention Center.
Yeah.
I think we've really got a whole new vibe going on here, and the Wilmington that you see 3 to 5 years from now is going to be a whole different thing than it was 5 to 10 years ago, and I think that the Convention Center has a lot to do with that.
Yeah. So. Well, I think it was the first piece in that northern quadrant of the city that started the ball rolling. Of course, we are in anticipation of a beautiful hotel next door.
Can't wait for that.
Oh yeah, Embassy Suites, 186 rooms. It's the will then be a city that is competitive with other centers that have hotels next to them.
Right.
Every city we compete with in North Carolina has that feature. They have one or two hotels attached to them or within just a couple of minutes walk. So that'll make us on a level playing field with many of those, all of the cities in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and frankly, maybe a step or two ahead, we get that marina in there and we'll have all those great restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Though they completed at least the cutout of the marina, and I understand that there's a new owner. I'm not sure who it is of the naming and so forth, but I think that they're going to be working on a couple of restaurants, signature restaurants, and then the city had purchased the 6.6 acres right near PPD, right on the river. That's going to be the park,
which is just going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be so busy that some of us who want to like rent it for our own little events, we're not going to be able to get in there, are we?
Well, one of our salespeople, myself, and of course we have two catering salespeople, we are currently inundated with a lot of inquiries for 2016 of association groups that
could not
meet here.
Before then.
And, you know, that looks like this hotel will be completed, the Embassy Suites Hotel will be completed in the latter part of 15. So, but we're just responding. We're in a very good situation that people have been waiting to come to Wilmington with their convention groups that would not only fill the Embassy Suites Hotel, but would utilize other properties
downtown near to the courtyard.
Exactly.
And, frankly, a lot of the smaller bed and breakfasts and everything downtown.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a variety of users that come to the center from conventions, of course, which is our primary focus, bringing in room nights to the city. And we work with very closely with the Convention and Visitors Bureau to attract business to the city. And also, you know, banquets and public shows, a lot of public shows, and then other types of events like graduations and things like that.
Well, tell us how, you know, this is all still reasonably new. How long have you been in Wilmington?
I have been in Wilmington since November of 2009. I moved here Thanksgiving weekend of 2009, about 1 year prior to our opening. I was the first person stationed here by my company, SMG. SMG is the private manager for this public facility, and that is what our company does for a living.
Well, explain that a little bit for people who, you know, have maybe not been through this before. You're not necessarily employed by the city to be
directly. Right.
Okay.
Well, our SMG was a company that was formulated in the 70s. The first they came up with an idea of in Louisiana. Louisiana Superdome was the first property that our company managed. Yeah, it goes back a long ways. So the state of Louisiana wanted a way of better managing the funds and the employees and things like that, saving money.
Outsourcing the management.
Exactly. You know, a couple of groups down in Louisiana got together, formulated this company, came up with a business model and so forth. And then other cities caught on to that. And as FMG, it was called way back when, was sought after to manage firms, different public facilities, civic centers, arenas, theaters, that type of things. We now manage about 70 convention centers, primarily in the United States. We also manage probably about, I want to say, 10, 11 stadiums.
Oh, wow.
Soldier Field in Chicago, Louisiana Superdome. They're all over the Jaguar Stadium in Jacksonville.
So if we ever had a chance to get a baseball stadium back here on the ballot again, you might be able to do that too.
Well, I don't doubt that we could. I think that the baseball group had different things in mind, but that would have been great to have baseball.
Yeah.
But another attraction to our beautiful city.
So what kinds of things do you do then as a sort of subcontractor? How different is it to have a subcontractor as opposed to having somebody who's a city employee running it, for example?
Well, I think that because this is what SMG specializes in, we specialize in marketing. We specialize in food and beverage. We also offer other services such as large volume purchasing of certain types of equipment that are needed for facilities like this.
Sure.
We consult on design. We do a lot of different things that deal with facilities of this nature, whether it's a convention center or a theater or an arena or a public other type of multi-use facility. We operate a couple of skating parks outdoor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
yeah, that's probably something that city council doesn't do on a regular basis.
No,
is
not
right?
at all.
So
so when you bring in somebody who knows exactly how to do it and how to deal with the outside marketplace and how to attract the business
and
how to manage the people and employees as well as the guests, it certainly takes the weight off the shoulders of the city. Mm-hmm. Makes that as profitable as possible.
Which is exactly the place I was going in my head here is, how are you funded? How operationally do the monies flow into?
Well, the overall monies, of course, the building was built with ROT, rooms occupancy tax money. In 2003, the North Carolina General Assembly passed legislation that put a 3% occupancy tax on hotel rooms in this area to fund the convention center. And it is still funded in that fashion. We put together, our company puts together a budget to manage the property. And we seek, you know, we go along with the city's budget. And so the city will feed us some money to seed the operation in a sense throughout the year. And what we typically do is try and we do successfully beat that budget.
Gotcha.
And we've been successful at doing that, and we will be again this year.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
So how many employees do you have now?
Full-time employees, we have 16 in the food and beverage operation, the financial operation, the operations department itself, mm-hmm. that they set up and take down equipment, they change the light bulbs, they clean the bathrooms, all those fun things. We have a food and beverage department, full service, simple coffee breaks to elegant dinners and things like that. We have a finance department that adds it all up and mm-hmm. sends out the bills and charges everything. And then a super sales department with our catering. We have two wonderful catering salespeople that talk to brides and planners and fundraising groups. And
is the cooking all done right there?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we have a wonderful kitchen. Chef Frisetta, Scott Frisetta, is our chef, and he is our, what I deem, I tease him, he's our award-winning chef. And I think he turns red every time I say that. But he puts out a wonderful product, presentation, quality of food service. He just does a super job with, and customizes menus all the time. So he's very, very attuned to that.
So you were saying mm-hmm. that you work with the Convention and Visitors Bureau on things a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the kinds of events that are held there. So some of them are brought to you by the CVB. Is that correct?
And yeah, the CVB, we have kind of two types of business, long-term and short-term.
Okay.
The long-term business is generally convention business. These clients are usually association clients. They might have an association based in Raleigh, let's say.
The Plumbing Association.
The Plumbing Association,
right, sure. The Pig Association.
And there might be members of that association from all over the state of North Carolina or the Southeast region, wherever mm-hmm. they may hail from. But they typically, many groups have to have an annual meeting.
Uh-huh.
And they'll all get together and they might have a vendor show with that meeting, or they might have educational sessions or general sessions or meal functions, whatever they might do. And we can do them all in the convention center. And we work with our sales department works very closely with the sales department of the Convention and Visitors Bureau to solicit that business. So we would seek out that planner and ask them to consider our amenities in this city. Oh. And they would say yay or nay based on price, seasonality, attractions in the mm. area.
That's interesting. How mm-hmm. do they find you? I mean, how do they all just pull out a map and say, hey, we'd like to be at a place by the beach? Or
well, some do. Some do want to be beachside. And we are the newest city on the North Carolina coast that can say that. We solicit that group or they find us, we do advertise, nationally, regionally, and
sure.
and the state level. Mm-hmm. The Bureau has an extensive marketing program that they put into place okay. every year. We review that type of thing with them and get a campaign out there and hope that folks are looking at it, as well as we get a lot of hits on our websites, both the Bureau and the Convention Center does, so we can respond to that turn that around into folks coming to
sure.
enjoy Wilmington, stay in the hotels, come to the restaurants, the shops, and
maybe a fashion show or two.
Be a attend a fashion
or
show
three
or two,
or four or five.
Yeah.
Well, so you also so these are the folks who are coming from all over.
Mm-hmm.
What about people locally? You seem I've been to certainly a lot of things that are Wilmington based events.
Well, we have currently the majority of our business is locally based. We do many fundraising events and social events, do a lot of destination weddings. We were talking about that earlier. And then consumer shows is another way for the local audience to come and see the building. But I think our ballroom is probably just so memorable to when you walk into our beautiful ballroom with the lights and the just the total ambiance of the room sticks in people's minds. And mm-hmm. so we get a lot of word of mouth.
That's great.
Word of mouth advertising out there. Hey, I attended this function and I thought about my daughter's wedding for this in this ballroom. And, mm-hmm. and so we get a lot of business that way.
That's great.
That's free advertising.
So if somebody was a Wilmington citizen, their group wanted to have an event, how would they go about working with you? And who would be an ideal local group? What size, what kinds of things would they need you to do for them?
Well, when we think of a group like you, for instance, you may be, let's say, a member of the North Carolina Communicators Association.
Sure.
I don't know what that would be called, but Radio Broadcasters Association. We would talk with you. You could come and say, hey, I want to host my convention at the convention center. And so we would work with, let's say there's a state planner or learn from the national organization. Is there a convention that moves around and could consider Wilmington? So we'd find out those types of specs for you, or you help us with that.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a local committee that is working with you to help attract your convention and serve as the planners locally for that meeting. The Bureau would assist with sending out a lead sheet, let's say, and getting hotels involved, put a proposal together, get it into your national or your state organization, and basically help make the decision as to whether your group could come to our venue or they would go to Colorado or they would go to another city. But hopefully they'd come to Wilmington and enjoy what we have to offer.
Super. Well, I feel like I've been in the convention center a lot lately. It's been
very
busy.
Well, that's good.
It is good. And of the food has been so good.
Oh, I know.
It's really easy to get in and get out. And I can tell you the parking situation has gotten better.
Ah.
I have really, really appreciated it.
We have a great parking deck attached to our facility, 578 spaces. We are very fortunate that we have that. And then there's lots of external parking on the weekends, especially.
Right. Cape Fear's not in session.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we're fortunate that we have that to offer.
So what do I have to look forward to? What's coming up next?
Well, very immediately, outside of some of our fundraising events and so forth, we do have the Wilmington Fashion Weekend coming up April.
What a great segue.
It certainly is. And
nice.
I recently met TJ through my sales manager, Holly Susie, and she's been working with him on his wonderful event. And having a fashion show in the building is always fun because there's, dynamite music and
lights and really
lights
beautiful
and
people.
Lots of action, and just
a little bit of wine.
Wine doesn't
likely,
hurt.
Likely.
Wine doesn't hurt.
So. Well, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back and talk to you about that and just a little bit more about the convention center in a minute. But I'm going to turn here to TJ. And I'm going to, tell you that when I first started, so I walk to work every day. I live downtown. I work downtown. I walk. And I started seeing these little signs on all these little shop windows that were these black boxes that said, WFW. And I thought, no, that's WTF. But no, it was WFW. And I was like, what is going on? And finally stopped long enough to read it. And I said,
gotcha.
Fashion weekend. That's pretty cool. There's a lot of cool fashionistas in this town.
Absolutely.
And I was so thrilled to see that somebody put this together. So congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. It's been a team effort, though. It's not just one person. It's the community coming together. So.
Well, how did you and the team come up with this idea?
Well, I guess maybe the idea might have started more on my end, but bringing people in, yeah, it's definitely needed. You know, for me, I just, in my occupation, I'm a personal shopper and a stylist, and I love working with people, and I love fashion. And so, you know, with starting my business, I had the idea of doing something like this for the community. You know, it's kind of like fulfilling my dreams, but on a bigger scale and really wanting to help other people fulfill their dreams and as far as in the fashion industry. Because when I moved here from Atlanta, I just, you know, you're kind of lost if you're really into fashion.
I was there. Well, you were kind of lost if you're into radio, too. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. And so just for me, it was just like, you know what? I'm not the only one that desires to be in the fashion industry and wants to explore that, but still want to stay in Wilmington because I love this city. I mean, it's definitely grown on me, and I want to see great things continue to happen so people will continue to come to the city, and also the people who are here, we don't have to leave. We don't have to go somewhere else to necessarily fulfill our dreams when there's something in our own backyard that we can be a part of.
And there's a lot of inspiring people here.
Absolutely.
Jessica down at Edge of Verge, I mean, what a great story.
She's actually on my team.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
Helping us out.
Excellent.
Edge of Verge has been, they're helping us out with the Emerging Designer Show.
And there's just so many people here that are really, really doing a lot of cool things. So I'm so glad that you've established this. So tell us what the weekend's going to be like.
Well, the weekend, it actually starts on a Thursday. That's April 3rd. We're going to start with an opening party. It's a Cirque du Soleil theme. It's going to be at Bakery 105. It's from,
oh, really?
Yes.
Is this the first event they're having there?
Yes, this is the first open event that they're having. So we're doing, there's a lot of firsts that are happening this weekend. And we're
those
really...
of you, by the way, on the radio that don't know where that is, that's the brand new place right down on Front Street on the corner of, I think it's, is it Dock or Orange?
It's Front and Orange.
Orange.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a really cool space. So you're going to do it. Cirque du Soleil theme there.
Dress fashionably creative, whatever that means to you.
Wow.
It's going to be exciting.
So that's a fundraiser?
Right. That is just like the opening kickoff party. We do have a charitable partner, Dreams, that we are giving a percentage of our proceeds to them.
And who is this?
Dreams of Wilmington.
And what is that?
It's a nonprofit after school program for at-risk kids. They do a lot of great things with these kids. Like
artistic.
Yeah, really artistic. They paint, they do photography, they do pottery, they do jewelry making, which
music.
Yeah, music. It's
wow,
amazing.
This is great.
Yeah, dance.
Where are they located?
They, oh goodness, I can't think
not
of their
sure.
address. Yeah,
they're downtown though.
Yes,
they are
yes.
downtown. Okay. Well, that's really cool. So, okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Tell us more about the weekend. You start Thursday night with this great fun Cirque du Soleil event.
And then we move on to the convention center on Friday, which
what
we
a
are
great place.
Yes. And I must say, you, Susan and Holly, the whole staff there, they're amazing. They're the greatest people to ever work with. They've been so flexible. And you really need that when you're putting together a show that consists of so many different minds, from hair to makeup to models and photographers. Every day I get a new recommendation or suggestion. And I'm like, Holly, I'm so sorry, but, and she's always there willing to help me. And they're an amazing team to work with. So if you're looking at throwing an event, definitely contact them.
So what's going to happen at the convention center?
The convention center on Friday night, we have our first fashion show. It's the Emerging Designer Show. This is a show that's full of local designers. We have five designers that are in it. We have male and female designers that are participating in there. The show is hosted by Jesse of Edge of Urge. They've done a great job reaching out to local designers to be a part of this.
Men's clothes and women's clothes.
Yep, absolutely. And so we have men models and women models being a part of this show. That'll be our first show. Our second show will be on Saturday at 3 p.m. where we're doing a swim and resort wear because I feel like that's really popular in our community. We definitely, with this event, we want to do something that makes sense to the community.
Fashion wetsuits, right?
No, not really. Not really.
In this weather, let me just say.
Yeah, we definitely need it. The rest of the shows are all by local boutiques. We've only reached out to local business owners to be a part of this because we want to celebrate that local entrepreneur,
excellent,
that local business person. So, at 3 o'clock, we'll have our swim and resort wear. At 7 o'clock that night, but we're still on Saturday, we're having our nightlife look show. It's just pretty much anything you'll wear out on the town at night. And once again, it's all local boutiques that will be in there. And on Saturday, I mean, on Sunday, the grand finale is at 3 o'clock, and it's spring, summer 2014, where the local boutiques are just showing their latest looks and their hottest trends that you'll see in the spring and summer.
Wow. So it's the, I've never been to a fashion show before. Okay. So I obviously have seen them all on television. Yes. There's the runway thing mm-hmm. going on. What else goes on besides just the runway?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of chaos backstage with the hair and makeup. There's a lot of that.
And you're going to film that? That sounds like
we'll,
fun.
We'll have some behind the scenes footage, and we definitely want to give those people credit because they're putting in a lot of work. Like the team is training, the models are training, the hair and makeup team's training, all that's going into pulling off an excellent show. We definitely believe in everyone just pulling their part and, you know, making it easier on some by if we all carry the weight. We have a number of different events, too, that are happening throughout the week that helps just create excitement throughout the community. Like you said, you saw a lot of those posters downtown. Those posters are also at Luminous Station. Those posters are on Castle Street as well.
Good.
We're doing a block party that's hosted by Tickle Pink from 2 to 6 on Saturday.
And where's that?
That's at Luminous Station.
Oh, okay,
yep. Then we have a... Which I'm really excited about is the Wilmington Fashion Weekend Trunk Show. They'll be at the River Room downtown.
Oh.
That's from 2 to 6 as well. This show is really exciting because we have nothing but local jewelry and accessory designers. But what's extra special about it is the kids from Dreams, they actually make their own jewelry, and they'll be selling their jewelry next to local artists. Like and some of them are big name. Like we have Half United that will be there, and Wood of Copia. So it's really cool to have that kid sit next to an adult who's still pursuing their dream and making jewelry and actually, you know, turned it into a business, you know, just to really encourage them. And that's just an event that's open to the public. And also going on all over downtown that weekend is the Love Local, which what that is, that was created by Jenna, owner of Aqua Fedora. It's just a 1-day sale for all local stores. Doesn't matter whether it's fashion, it could be food. There's a lot of stores in the Cotton Exchange that are doing it. And if you go check it out online, you can see a list of all the sales that the stores are doing because we really want to boost this local economy. We want to create a lot of foot traffic and people shopping local all on that weekend.
That's cool. I was going to ask you, what about the retail availability of some of these fashions that are being shown? Are they accessible?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the shows, I mean, we're all the product that we're showing, you know, it's a little bit different scale of what's coming from the emerging designers because it's their lines are coming out. They come out a little bit slower, but all the clothing stores that you'll see, it's ready to wear fashion. So it's things that you'll see in their stores. So if you're getting ready for the Azalea Festival, you know, you see something on stage, you might want to keep in mind what store it came from so you can go pick it up.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So how do people get involved with this? What if they want to dip their toe into this fashion weekend?
Well, definitely go online and check out our website. It's WilmingtonFashionWeekend.com. We have the schedule. We have how to purchase tickets.
How much are tickets?
Tickets for every show is $15.
Okay.
And then for the opening party, it's $25.
Excellent. So. Sounds like a whole lot of fun.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun because it's just a lot of talented people coming together at the convention center, a beautiful place. I mean, I couldn't think of a better place to have this.
I agree.
Well, it sounds to me, Susan, like you're having a whole bunch of fun putting this together with these guys.
Well, I know that everyone has enjoyed meeting and working with TJ, and we're going to meet the rest of his team, I think, shortly.
Yes.
When they all come on site for 3 full days of fashion fun.
Yep.
My question, though, you mentioned the Azalea Festival, so it's for all different age groups?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why we did $15 tickets, because we want to open up the door to someone who maybe never even experienced fashion, you know, whether it's a spouse dragging someone along. It's not a huge dent in your pocket, you know, or like, but most importantly, really to me, it's like for that kid, whether you're in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and you want to go to a fashion show, you know, we don't want to break your bank to be there. You know,
right.
We really want to encourage you to come and check it out. You know, we have like college students that are working alongside us to help pull this out. We want them to be able to invite their friends and for them to come out. But I mean, to me, it's not even just if you're into fashion, but if you're into Wilmington it's something that you want to be a part of, because you'll see so many talented people and you'll just be in awe of what's going on in your community.
That is so cool. Yeah. That is so cool.
When I think of a fashion show, I think of music. I don't know why the music is always so hot. So are you going to have like wild music playing while they're
we definitely have music
walking the runway
to excite people. You know, our opening, our first show with the Emerging Designers, we have DJ Brian Hood that will be DJing that. For the Saturday shows, we have DJ Mike Lane from Coast 97.3. And then on Sunday, we have Big B from Coast 97.3 doing the grand finale. So it's going to be a party. It's going to be exciting. And it's something that, you know, you definitely want to see and to be a part of, because the show's for you, Wilmington.
All right. So we need Wilmington to come on out to this, because we need this thing to go on year after year.
Absolutely.
After year.
Yeah.
This needs to be something that is a foundation for the pre-Azalea Festival. You know, everybody getting psyched for Azalea Festival,
yeah,
right?
We actually have someone coming on behalf of Mayor Sappho to do a proclamation at our opening party to dub it a Bloomington Fashion Week in April 3rd through the 6th. So it's exciting, but we're really trying to establish something that the community can love and enjoy throughout the years, because we want to create opportunity. We want to create a launching pad for local artists to,
excellent,
you know, to spread their wings.
Yeah.
Are we going to see some of, now you mentioned you're a fashion designer, or a fashion designer,
I'm a stylist.
What is a stylist do?
A stylist, like what I do is, I actually label myself a style consultant, because I believe we all have style. Style consists of, you know, your environment, your budget, you know, your hobbies, your interests, all these things is what makes you, you know. So when I'm working with my clients, I'm not trying to change who they are, just make them more fashion forward. But we take all those in consideration. You know, you'll definitely find people, you know, fashion says, hey, fur coats are in, but you live in Wilmington, that's not happening. You know, we're thinking about more what's functional for you. And so me, I personal shop with my clients. I help them find clothes that suits their needs and their budget, and also their body. I do a one-on-one evaluation with all my clients so we can find things that fit them, so it looks different across the board.
Cool. Wow. That's great. I need one of those.
I got a card for you.
Okay, everybody, get online. Get over there to WilmingtonFashionWeekend.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Get your tickets. Can you get tickets on site at the convention center?
You can get them both. You can get them online or on site at the convention center.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And if you want to have a big, cool event,
come on over to the convention center, 107,000 square feet of wonderful space.
But you don't have to use it all.
No.
On the first date.
Not
anyway.
At all.
And Susan, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to our website. It's simply businessmadecasual.com. And we have a fabulous website with a virtual tour. So it's as if you're there.
Excellent.
So,
okay. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time to come out and being on Bridges to Business in Wilmington.
Well, thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you. And until next time, this is your host, Ann Ravel-Petcher, for Bridges to Business Radio.